Question: how often do you open your Bible, the living word of the living God, God speaking to you? Once a week? Twice a week? Two, three, four times a week? Or hardly ever? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the most frightening things that I see in the kingdom of God today is people who call themselves Christians and yet they trifle with the Word of God. Sure, they have a Bible, but it's collecting dust on a shelf somewhere. They listen to the sermon most Sundays? Well, sort of. By the time they're having that post-church service coffee, their hearts and minds have already wandered off to something else. In the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, we hear how God created the universe. But let me ask you this, exactly how did God create the universe? Well, here it is, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. How did God create the universe? He spoke the whole thing into existence. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. As the Apostle Paul later said, God calls into existence things that do not yet exist. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And that right there is why it's so frightening to me to think of all these Christians who allow God's word to gather dust rather than speak into their lives. I wonder what things, what blessings, what power God wants to speak into existence in your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. This God who loved you enough to send Jesus, his son, to suffer and die so that you could be forgiven, so that you could live in a close, intimate relationship with him, that same God wants to speak his love into every part of your life. Truly, he does. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.